I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health deployed half its mobile testing units to nursing homes that are hotspots for COVID-19. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
Of the dozen teams helping out local officials with expanded testing for the virus, six of the newly formed units spent the past week at nursing homes across the state that are considered hotspots for the coronavirus. Public health officials say as of Friday, two of the testing teams were at nursing homes in Macon County, two at Cook County facilities, and one each at nursing homes in Whiteside and DuPage counties. The other half dozen mobile units have been operating in community settings across the state, where they offer free testing to anyone regardless of whether they have symptoms. Illinois National Guard units are wrapping up their involvement at state testing sites this month. They'll be replaced by private contractors. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
A bird in Rockford tested positive for West Nile virus this month, but Ryan Kirch of the Winnebago County Health Department says it's a statewide concern and has been since 2001 when it was first detected in Illinois.
We want people to always be aware of trying to avoid bugs when they're out in their environment.
And Kurt says the number one location for mosquito reproduction is stagnant water, so dump out your wheelbarrows and kiddie pools and get rid of those old tires. Experts say stay inside during dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. When you go for a hike, wear long sleeves and use an insect repellent that contains DEET in accordance with the product label. Illinois is launching a $2.1 million campaign to prevent abuse, neglect, and exploitation of seniors and adults with disabilities, a problem officials fear has worsened during the pandemic. The Illinois Department on Aging's Office of Adult Protective Services received federal funds for the three-year campaign. It will include ads on TV, online, and via email that will encourage people to report suspected abuse of people age 60 and older and disabled adults. Last year, Adult Protective Services responded to more than 21,000 reports of suspected neglect, abuse, and financial exploitation. And new research finds stroke patients in rural hospitals fare much worse than urban patients. The Washington University study found rural stroke patients in the U.S. were less likely to receive advanced life-saving treatments. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Anyone worried about their substance abuse can reach out to Centerstone for an assessment. Steph Whiteside has more on what to do.
Stressful times can make substance use disorders worse, says clinician Mandy Hazel, who is based at the Fellowship House campus. She says there are some signs that indicate someone might be struggling with substance use and may need to reach out.
Legal problems that are happening, relationship problems that are happening, problems at work, not going to work potentially, not being able to do a job like they once could.
Hazel says treatment options include detoxification services or inpatient or outpatient therapy, depending on the severity of the disorder. Some appointments have moved to alternate formats, like telehealth, due to COVID-19, but services are still available. I'm Steph Whiteside.
We are seeing cases of COVID-19 reported in counties. Franklin-Williamson Bi-County Health Department reported 8 new cases. A man in his 20s, a man in his 40s from Franklin County, and then a teen boy, 2 women, a man, and 1 person whose gender is unknown in their 20s, and a woman in her 40s from Williamson County. Jackson County Health Department reported 7 new cases. Marion and Richland counties, each one. And the Egyptian Health Department, a man in his 20s from Saline County, was reported as well. More info, WSIUnews.org. Good morning.